In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you today. And our blue box or our phone lines are not working, so I'm doing the best I can on the telephone. And last night we were at 111 Harvard Street, and I prophesied there before I got there. I prophesied I would be the only priest there. And guess what? I was the only priest there. I prophesied. You know, I just want to tell you, I'm just sick of it all. You need to know that Father Tom is sick of it all, that he's the one that does these things. He's the one that sticks his neck out. And, you know, people just don't care. Our priests just don't care. I'm going to tell you, I can care and care and care. And I had other things to do last night. I canceled the Mass that I had, got someone else to celebrate Mass, because I know that it's an important thing that an abortion mill would open up. But you see, I want to tell you, I'm disgusted. And I also want to tell you this. I want to tell you this. To all these people that I listen to every day, you need to support this program. You need to support this program, because you know what? You know what? This program could go off the air, and it'll be the only prophetic voice in Boston. So, okay, I finished my ragtime. I do the best I can. Let's just finish it. It's over. It's over. Okay? I told you how I feel, and I just think it's disgusting. It's disgusting, and I'm not going into it any longer, you know. It just turns my stomach that people are so dead. Abortion mills, abortion mills, abortion mills opening up, and no representation from the church other than God's people. There are 80 people. God bless them. 80 people. And you 80 people that listen to me need to go to the clinics. It is so important that you go to the clinics. You know, it's so important that you go to the clinics. I know that the Carmel goes to the clinics 3 times a week. I know people go to the clinics, but people that just came to that last night, you need to start going to the clinics, because that stops abortion. That stops abortion. That stops abortion. That stops abortion. And I'm going to give you a number to call. 734-1502. 734-1502. 617-734-1502. Let's get something out of what happened yesterday, that 80 people were in front praying that this place would not open up. I'm going to tell you, what we were telling them by our presence was this: if you open up in this place, 111 Harvard Street in Brookline, you're going to buy us. We're part of the package. You see, this is the way you've got to deal with things, because this is an abortion mill. And across the street is a daycare. Imagine a daycare across the street caring for 2-year-olds and the 111 Harvard Street having an abortion mill. That's so sick. So I want people that were at this yesterday at 111 Harvard Street to do something, to call this number so that you can get to the abortion mill and stand by there and do the same thing you did yesterday and pray the rosary. 617-734-1502. 617-734-1502. 617-734-1502. It's very, very important. Very, very important. Very, very, very important. 617-734-1502. And again, the people that said to me, "Oh, I listen to you every day," you better start supporting this ministry, my friends. Because you know what? I'm the only prophetic voice in Boston. I'm the only prophetic voice in Boston, and it does get tiring. I'm going to tell you that. It gets tiring. I've been doing this for 25 years, and it gets very tiring not to see people that are going to support this. I mean like priests. I mean like bishops. Anyway, I'm finished. Okay, today I want to tell you about something. I want to tell you about something, okay? In Cuba, in 1942, they took God out of the Constitution. And Castro came in 1959 on January 1st. That demonic, sick man, that demonic, sick man that that our president is sucking up to. I'm going to be reading some stuff. Do you want to know what they did in Cuba? I'm going to tell you what they did in Cuba. There were tanks that would go by the churches, tanks, and all the men would sit toward the middle aisle, so that if any of the soldiers came, they would interrupt the soldiers so that the priest could consume the Blessed Sacrament. Imagine, that's Cuba. When they threw God out of the Constitution, I tell you, the devil stepped in. The devil stepped in through Castro. You talk about Castro to the people of Cuba, and you see that this man was nothing and is nothing but a man of demons. A man of demons. Not only a man of demons, but let me also tell you, he is an occultist. That's right, an occultist. And I'm telling you, imagine that the men would sit facing the middle aisle, but when the soldiers came in, they would attack the soldiers so that the priest could consume the Blessed Sacrament, okay? Yeah, I wonder what kind of men we have today. Do you want to know what the man that I buried said? I'm going to tell you what the man that I buried said. This man was from Cuba. He was a catechist. He defended his faith at the cost of his life. His little girl was before Holy Communion. She was like 5 or 6 years old. She was able to bring the Blessed Sacrament to the concentration camps, to the people, and give them Holy Communion. Imagine, because they wouldn't fish a little 5-year-old child. Imagine, we have no idea about persecution. Yet, our Blessed Mother said in Fatima that the devil would spread his errors through Russia. And my friends, it's happening right in our midst. It's happening right in our midst, that our president would suck up to Castro, that people that are in the entertainment industry would call Castro a good man. He is demonized. He is demonized. His people get $21 a week for their work. Each and every block of people is protected by Castro's slaves that make sure that if anyone wants to revolt, they will be killed. This is what happens in Castro's regime, that every block has leaders, and that these leaders are looking for uprisings, and if there are uprisings, they will be killed. It's just as simple as that. This happened in Cuba. When they threw God out, God left. And I'm telling you, we've done worse than throwing God out. We've done worse than throwing God out. Let me tell you what this man that I buried said years before. He said this, and I quote, this is a quote from this old man that I buried today. He said, in Cuba, it wasn't as bad as in America. So I said, you know, why? Well, why was that true, that in Cuba it wasn't as bad as it was in America? Why? Because in Cuba we knew our enemy, and our enemy was outside us. Our enemy was outside of us. The old man said, Angel, you know what Angel said? He said, the enemy is within. He says, you know how a fish rots? This is what he said. You know how a fish rots? From the head down. And this old man said, beautiful man, that the bishops, so many bishops, have in cahoots with not living by faith, not having a prayer life, that they are into compromise. This is a man 86 years old. He said in Cuba, the enemy was outside. He said in America, the enemy is inside. and it's inside by many of the bishops. Many of the bishops that take no stand, that do not put their lives on the line like Romero, that just keep still while these things are being taken away from us. And then he said something that just you'd hear, you know, from a person that has wisdom, that a fish rots from the head down. Our bishops need to be prayed for. Our bishops need to be fasted for. Our bishops need to get on the ball, because I'm telling you, as our Blessed Mother said, Russia is spreading her errors through socialism and communism through Obama. That's the way it is. They are taking away our rights. They are taking away our rights. They are taking away our rights. Our government should not be running banks. Our government should not be running automobile industry. Our government should not be telling people who how much they're going to be paid. There should be a role of the government that it keeps its own place and not take the place of the private sector. But you see, nobody says anything. Nobody says that. We don't hear anything from the bishops. We don't hear anything from the priests. As a matter of fact, most priests voted for Obama in the Northeast. That's right. Most priests voted for Obama in the Northeast, yeah. They voted for Obama in the Northeast because he is going to care for the poor. Yeah, he'll care for the poor. He'll care for his dog, Bo. That's who he'll care for. He'll care for his two little kids. He'll care for his wife. If you think he's going to care for the poor, you're out of your mind. He will just keep on keeping on, that we're in a welfare state, that the poor will depend upon him, like, you know, like he's our big daddy. Well, I've only got one big daddy, and his name is Jesus Christ. I've got one big daddy. It's the Heavenly Father. I've got one big daddy. It's the Holy Ghost. But I want to tell you that we are on a slippery slope. We are on a slippery slope. We're on a slippery slope. We're on a slip. We are walking into a prophetic realm that we have never experienced before, and we are not ready. We are not ready. What Maria Vadia told me, who was also in Cuba, and they got expelled. They left. They were doctors. Their parents were doctors. What they told me was, we never thought that we would see this happen again, but we are seeing it happen in the United States. What Mr. Angel told his daughter is, you know, he says it's worse in the United States than it was in Cuba, because the enemy was outside in Cuba. He says now the enemy is inside. Paul the Sixth told us that the smoke of Satan was entering into the church. The smoke of Satan had already entered into the church. These demons can only be cast out by prayer and fasting. These demons can only be cast out by prayer and fasting. That people would pray and fast for our bishops who do not know A from Z, who are the quiet men. But if they were going to take their tax-free number away, we'd all hear everybody. But today, they're taking our freedoms away. They're taking our freedoms away. And no bishop is saying anything, because they think Obama is for the poor. Obama is for Obama. Obama is for his children. Obama is for his wife. Obama is for his dog. Obama is not for us. He is not for us. You hear this prophet speak today. You hear this prophet speak today. You hear this prophet speak today, that more rights will be taken away from us. More rights will be taken away from us. Did you see what they had in the New York Times yesterday? That they had a picture of the Statue of Liberty with a whip. That she is a whip that she's going to control by beating up other nations. Yeah, the Statue of Liberty, which says, you know, bring all your broken, bring all your needy, bring all your poor. Now they have in the New York Times that she has a whip in her hand, that she's this imperialistic country. Let me tell you this, my friends. The Statue of Liberty represents liberty and justice for all. Liberty and justice for all. Liberty and justice for all. To the child in the womb, as well as the man who's dying at 97. To the child in the womb, as well as the man that's dying at 98. The Statue of Liberty represents liberty and justice for all. All men are created equal. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so, because now pro-life people are called terrorists. We are the big terrorists, okay? Big terrorists. The people with their rosary beads last night, oh my Lord, they were striking a reign of terror, yeah? Calling down heaven is what they were doing. Let me tell you, it's mounting up, and nobody says anything. No, because they're all afraid. Tutto scantato. Everybody's afraid. Paura. Scared not to speak a word, because I'll speak the word. I don't care what they'll do to me, I'll speak a word. We need to get ready. We need to get ready by prayer and repentance. We need to get ready by falling on our faces. Our children's lives depend upon this. In our schools, they have drugs. Children are being drug-induced at the age of 9 and 10. Sexually promiscuous at the age of 8, 9, and 10. 8 is too late is one of their mottos. 8 is too late. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? That your children are going to government schools, and these government schools are teaching them about sex. And this sex, my Lord, I tell you, there's something within us that this is the most fruitful part of man, and God made it so, between a man and a woman, under the covenant of love, under the covenant of marriage, under the sacrament of marriage. But now we've got our schools teaching our children that if you have these feelings of being a homosexual, you probably are. So they're recruiting our children who their sexuality is being aroused when they're too young, when they're too young. They watch these things on television. They watch these things on television. They become, it becomes impervious, and it's deeper and deeper. We want more and more of a sexual experience, more and more of a sexual experience. At the age of 8, children know more than I knew at the age of 18. That's the way it is. Our children are being brought up as sex addicts in the public school. They're going to now have different bathrooms for transgender people in the public school. Isn't that wonderful? And what do we do? What does the church do? What does anyone do? We just let it happen. We let it happen. We let it happen. You see, it only takes good people to do nothing, to let the devil come in, to let the devil come in, to let the devil come in, to let the devil come in. Oh, I could go on and on and on and on and on. That only our only hope is in Jesus. Our only hope is in repentance. Our only hope is in the blood of the Lamb. Our only hope is falling on our faces. Our only hope is gathering together, being one, and not being afraid of the government, and not being afraid of the mayor, and not being afraid of the representatives, and not being afraid of what people say against us. Because, my friends, there's going to be a day they're going to come and take you away. You say, oh, that can't happen in the United States. Oh, no, you just hold on. The writing is on the wall. You don't have to be a prophet to know this. You do not have to be a prophet to know this. You do not have to be a prophet to know this. And yet, where are the prophets in the clergy? Where are the prophets in the bishops? Where are the prophets with Benny Hinn? Where are the prophets, really? But you see, not only saying the word, because a prophet doesn't only say a word. He does a prophetic action. He embodies the prophetic word. You read it. You read the Bible. You see, everybody loves the Bible. They're all full of baloney. Love the Bible. They don't know the Bible. They don't know because the prophet embodies his message. He doesn't only speak the message. He puts his life on the line. When Ezekiel said they were going to go to Babylon, he dug a hole in the wall and packed his bags. He put his life on the line, on the line. Where are these evangelists putting their life on the line? Yeah, they're in their billion-dollar homes, just like our bishops are in their big mansions. Yeah, not ours. We've got one in our bishop is in a in the cathedral place, yeah. But anyway, most bishops are in their big mansions, and most television people are in their big mansions and their big automobiles. Who is embodying the message? The prophetic person embodies the message. They not only speak the message, but they embody the message. They warn the people. It's like a watchman on the wall telling that the enemy is coming. But who's going to tell the people? Who's going to risk their life and say, you know what, they might call me crazy? Well, that's what they called Jesus. They said Jesus was possessed with a demon. You know that? That's what they said about Jesus. Oh, yeah, we want to look good in the world, all of us. Well, I'm going to tell you, you can't look good in the world anymore. You're either for him or against him. The line of demarcation has been drawn. We are either for Christ Jesus or we are against Christ Jesus. If we do not embody the words that we speak, then we better not speak them, because you know what? They will cast us into hell, and these words will be our damnation. It's time to embody what we say. It's time to embody what we say through prayer, through fasting, through getting on our faces and doing the things that need to be done. It's time not to sit back anymore, because they're taking our freedoms away from us. Yes, even as they did in Cuba. But the problem with Cuba is that the enemy was outside. Now the enemy is inside. We have pro-death Catholics. Yeah, Catholics for choice. We have bishops who don't say anything. We have people that just are so quiet. We have people that, I wonder how many men would sit at the end of the aisle toward the middle aisle and protect the Blessed Sacrament today. I wonder how many men would do that. Would the Knights of Columbus do that? I wonder. I wonder. I wonder. I wonder. I wonder. Would the Holy Name Society do that? Would the Pentecostal groups do that? I wonder. We want everything on a soft pillow. Everything's got to come on a soft pillow. It's got to be sweet and calm. Or we want to hear the prophetic word, oh, my people, I love you. Get over it. Get over it. Of course he loves us. It's time to stop hearing, my people, I love you. My people, go do something, because the world as we know it is crashing down, because people in God's church are more demonic than the people in the world. They watch the same rotten movies. They go and do the same rotten things. And yet God says, I love my people. I love my people, and I will shepherd them. I will shepherd them. But not those that have turned against me. Not those that have joined the world. Not those that are, you know, that are playing both sides to the middle. I love my people. I sent my son to die for them. And my people are all sleeping. They are fast asleep. They're on some kind of spiritual tranquilizer. They don't do what I call them to do. They are not the prophetic place. They do not take the prophetic place that they should take. I'm calling people that were out there last night, and I want to congratulate you for being out there. But now you've got to go by the mills, because that's where they have the abortions. You've got to go by the mills at least once a week. You've got to go by the mills and pray your rosary. And the telephone number you need to call is 617-734-1502. 617-734-1502. I want to tell you, it's a very lonely way for me. It's a very lonely way. I have people that come to me, you know, when they need me, they come, and then they're gone. You know, I am so sick of that kind of stuff. They need me. When they want me to do something for them, they're there. Then they're gone. Never, you know, because he's an old man, maybe. You know, he's not the young priest like so-and-so or so-and-so. It's all about the old man. Just when they need you, they use you. I'm tired of being used. But you know what? I'm going to continue to do it. I'm going to continue to do it. Because you know what? I'm going to step on the devil's face with the cross of Jesus Christ. Listen, I'm going to tell you one more thing that this man said that I buried today. He said this: you can destroy the church building, but you cannot destroy the church's faith. I wonder how many people really have faith, because you know what Jesus said? Because of the increase of lawlessness, the love of many will grow cold. Yeah. Because of the increase of lawlessness, the love of many will grow cold. If you were there last night with us, you need to put your life at an abortion mill once a week. This is the number to call, 617-734-1502, 617-734-1502, 617-734-1502. Now, you know, I want to tell you, I want to tell you that Jimmy the roofer, you know, he's looking for work. You know if your roof is leaking. You know if your roof is leaking. And he's a good worker. See, he has a lot of kids. And you know what? I want to support somebody who's trying to live the Christian life. I want to support somebody who's trying to live and who's a good worker. He doesn't give me anything for this. I just care about him and his family. And he needs work, and he does a good job, and he's so inexpensive. I'm going to give you a number to call if you need Jimmy the roofer. 978-319-3778. 978-319-3778. 978-319-3778. And if you were at the mill last night, the new mill that's going to be there, we hope it won't be, you need to get out to an abortion mill. Call 617-734-1502. 617-734-1502. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.